evening, everybody, and welcome to Dr. Osborne's Alternatives for Health and Wellness. We're here back tonight from last week, and we had a good topic of conversation last week. We had Dr. Merritt on, and she discussed a lot about chelation therapy and heavy metal toxicity and what to do and how to treat it in an alternative fashion. And tonight we're going to talk a little bit about arthritis. We got actually a lot on the plate for tonight. So if you've got questions and you want to give us a call, feel free to do so. The number here is 281-558-5738. That's 281-558-5738. I want to thank Lance for the plug from Street Talk. No, I won't be biting any heads off of any bats tonight, but certainly have a lot to talk about in the way of arthritis. So once again, call in with your questions if you have them, 281-558-5738. Tonight we'll talk a little bit about osteoarthritis as one of the types of arthritis. This is a very common condition. Statistics say it affects about 27 million people in the U.S. And the bottom line with it is it's a breakdown of joint function, joint cartilage, and it results in a lot of pain, a lot of stiffness, a lot of swelling, and ultimately dysfunction or the inability for the joint to actually do what it's supposed to do. So as an example, a lot of athletes will commonly suffer from shoulder injuries, which would predispose them to development of arthritis or osteoarthritis. And so, you know, they can develop bone spurs and they can develop a lack of muscle function and joint breakdown. And all these things together kind of lead to a condition known as osteoarthritis. A lot of people get confused about the different types of arthritis because there are a number of different types. The second most common that we hear about is rheumatoid arthritis. And this particular condition is an autoimmune disease. Autoimmune meaning the body actually attacks itself. And rheumatoid arthritis is slightly different in that these patients tend to have less treatment options. They can't just exercise and improve their function. They actually have to go at it and get treated from an autoimmune perspective. So back to osteoarthritis, or OA for short. We said that 27 million people are affected. That's quite a large number. And some of the most common forms of treatment include different classes of medications. Some of the analgesics would include just standard taking of Tylenol or ibuprofen. But we also see a lot of people using what are called topical analgesics. These are things like Biofreeze or Emu oil or other types of Icy Hot or Bengay. These are just basically gels that applied to the skin create confusion to the nerves because they're stimulating hot or cold receptors on the skin, and when you stimulate temperature receptors, then you can actually inhibit the pain, or you kind of competitively, the body thinks that the pain is gone because it's being bombarded with sensations of heat or cold. So these are things that can be done for temporary relief but don't have any long-lasting or healing-like effects. And one of the other problems with some of the non-topical but the just general over-the-counter analgesics, depending on the type that you take, of course there are side effects and symptoms of taking the medication long-term. And this is where really the problem comes in. It's not that if you have knee pain one day, if you take a pain relief medication once or twice, that it's really going to be a problem. But if you've got knee pain on a daily basis for a number of years and you're using a medication to chronically reduce that pain, that's when the problems really can set in as it relates to long-term side effects or long-term consequences of being on the medication. I'll give you some examples. Commonly used medication would include ibuprofen. And one of the things that's little known about ibuprofen is that long-term use of ibuprofen or aspirin, and even some of the more popular what are called COX-2 inhibitors, these medications are all considered to be COX inhibitors. Let me just kind of give you a backdrop on COX inhibitors. COX, C-O-X, stands for cyclooxygenase. It's an enzyme inside the cell membrane that when the cell membrane breaks down, this COX acts on another chemical and creates inflammation. and subsequently to inflammation, you can get pain and swelling and increased temperature and loss of function of the joint. So when we try to block this particular COX enzyme, we can actually, the goal is to block the inflammation, but some of the side effects of doing that long term, well, one includes basically a destruction of the mucosal layer of the stomach lining. And so people that tend to take these medications long term, even the COX-2 inhibitors like Celebrex, tend to have stomach problems long term. In essence, we wear away that mucosal lining, and that can lead to additional problems like ulceration or bleeding in the stomach, which increases the risk for different types of cancers. But on a nutritional note, when taking these types of medications, they've actually been shown to inhibit folic acid. And here's the real kicker: when you inhibit folic acid, you inhibit cartilage formation. And here's where that's a problem with arthritis. Arthritis is a breakdown and a deterioration of the cartilage. So in order to treat it, our goal is really to try to preserve and build back up the cartilage. Well, if we're taking a medication for pain that inhibits folic acid, and folic acid is necessary for cartilage production, and what we've actually done is we've inhibited cartilage formation while we're reducing the pain. So long term, we're actually deteriorating the arthritis at a much faster pace, even though we're treating the pain. So there's, you know, that's one of the potential side effects of these common over-the-counter ibuprofen, aspirin type medications. But in addition to inhibiting folic acid, we also get the inhibition of potassium and iron and vitamin C. And of course, iron is necessary for cartilage formation. Vitamin C is necessary for cartilage formation. So vitamin C is also an anti-inflammatory, a natural anti-inflammatory. So once again, where do you draw the line? Where do you say the risk of taking the medication is worth the benefit? And I think that's a decision that a person has to make based on their own condition, and should get with their doctor and really discuss all these options. But my advice would be, if your doctor's not aware of these nutritional side effects, then you may want to look for a different doctor, because these are very commonly known, or should be very commonly known. And so if they're not aware of it, they're not aware of the potential downfall, then what could eventually happen is you could get worse instead of better. It's one of the reasons why medications over long periods of time stop working, at least in the case of these types of medications when treating arthritis. You also have other medications, that the non-over-the-counter things like the steroids that can be used. And steroids typically are either taken orally through a pill or can be injected directly into the joint. And so usually the injections are reserved for very acute pain, somebody who's in a lot of agony and who needs just immediate relief so that they can regain some sort of function. But to just have an injection just because you have a little knee arthritis is not a good idea. There's several reasons why. One of the reasons why is that steroids actually, when given enough or given over a long period of time, actually create a degradation of the joint and the bone. This condition is known as osteonecrosis, which is basically death to the bone. And so that's one of the many risks of taking a steroid for arthritis. And these are long-term use, once again, not in the short term, but in the long term. Steroids also inhibit a number of different nutrients, similar to the way that the NSAIDs, or the non-steroidal anti-inflammatory medications, do, or the COX inhibitors that we just spoke of. But steroids actually interfere with vitamin C and folate, and vitamin D and calcium and magnesium, potassium, zinc, and selenium. So long-term steroid use can actually create bone loss and contribute to cartilage degradation. We're going to talk more on that when we come back. We're going to head to a break. If you've got questions, feel free to call in. The number tonight is 281-558-5738. Once again, 281-558-5738. We'll be right back.
Do you suffer from high blood pressure, chronic pain, memory loss, arthritis, hardening of the arteries? cataracts, or fibromyalgia. Recent NIH studies have shown that 38% of U.S. adults have blood levels that put them at a higher risk for a variety of health problems. To get tested for lead toxicity, call 800-360-3382. That's 800-360-3382.
Dr. Dorothy Merritt, the founder of the Chelation Centers of Texas, is board certified in internal medicine and has dedicated over 20 years to treating patients suffering from the effects of lead toxicity. To get tested, call 800-360-3382. Lead is the silent killer. Get tested, get treated. 800-360-3382.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Have you been put on medications to treat your symptoms because doctors have been unable to identify the cause of your depression and fatigue? Have you tried thyroid hormones without great success? Then call Town Center Wellness today. That phone number 281-240-2229. Symptoms of hypothyroidism such as fatigue, depression, and mental sluggishness have all been linked to nutritional deficiencies. If you have any of these deficiencies, medications might help initially, but they will be of little benefit in the long run. At Town Center Wellness, you will be seen by a doctor who is board certified in clinical nutrition and has the ability to detect your deficiencies and customize a nutritional prescription based on your unique needs. Quit guessing about your health and call Town Center Wellness today, 281-240-2229, and schedule your appointment. That's 281-240-2229. Town Center Wellness, 281-240-2229.
Have you been put on medications by your doctor to treat symptoms of disease, but no one is doing anything to identify your problem? Have you been told that you need to see a psychiatrist because your symptoms don't fit the doctor's prescription pad? Don't be a victim of mainstream sick care. Dr. Osborne specializes in helping you find the answer to unresolved health problems. The future of medicine can be found at Town Center Wellness. Dr. Osborne utilizes state-of-the-art technology through genetics, specialized laboratory testing, and more to help identify the causes of your symptoms and personalize a treatment plan for you. At Town Center Wellness, you're not just another patient, you are a person. Obtain excellent health through genetic accommodation. Call today for an appointment at 281-240-2229. That's 281-240-2229. Or visit us on the web at towncenterwellness.com. That's towncenterwellness.com.
You take vitamins every day, but how can you be sure you're getting all the nutrients you need to stay healthy? Most of us try to stay fit, but how many of us know exactly how healthy we actually are? In fact, studies show that 50% of people who take vitamins have deficiencies that can suppress immune function and contribute to chronic illness. SpectraCell's patented blood test measures vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants in the body's cells to determine if you're getting all you need. For more information in the name of a clinician near you, go to www.spectracell.com or call 713-621-3101.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Dr. Osborne, your host tonight. We're on live with Alternatives for Health and Wellness. Dr. Davis, Dr. Merritt are out tonight. They'll be back hopefully next week. But we're talking, the topic of conversation is osteoarthritis tonight. Actually, if you have questions about any type of arthritis, feel free to call in. The phone number here is 281-558-5738. Once again, that's 281-558-5738. We've got some giveaways tonight, so if you want to call in, we're actually going to be giving away to the second caller, we're going to be giving away a free bottle of liquid vitamins. So feel free to call in, 281-558-5738. When we left for the break, we were talking about steroids and using steroids as a treatment option for arthritis. And we were talking about some of the risks and the benefits of using this particular type of medication. And as we left, we said that different steroids can create vitamin and mineral deficiencies. And so I wanted to go back a little bit there and reiterate about some of those particular nutrients. Steroids actually can inhibit vitamin D, and vitamin D, being not even really a vitamin, it's actually a hormone, is extremely powerful and is extremely important in normal joint and normal bone function. Vitamin D helps to actually regulate a number of different chemical reactions for bone building, one being that it helps to increase the absorption of calcium, and that in turn contributes to calcium being put into the bone, being put into the joint, etc. So it's important that that we don't inhibit those things or these particular nutrients for any length of time. Additionally, we said that magnesium and potassium and zinc and selenium are all affected. And these minerals are important. Why? Because they actually contribute to bone mineral density. They're necessary for the formation of the actual cartilage, necessary for the formation of the tendon and the muscles and the ligaments that surround the actual joint and form the joint structure itself. So if we're inhibiting these particular nutrients anywhere near long term, we're going to end up with a much less healthy bone, a much less healthy muscle, a much less healthy tendon, ligament, etc. So very important to understand the long term risks of taking low dose steroids to treat arthritis. Now, especially when we have so many natural options that are just as good and just as efficacious and just as pain relieving. And so let's get into some of those options. What are some of those options that we have? Well, one of the options that we have is purely exercise. And that sounds, you know, quite simple. But simply put, exercise is one of the most effective treatments for arthritis. A number of studies have been done. There's an old adage, and you may have heard this, but if you don't use it, you lose it. And that's the adage. So when we're talking about a joint, if you've got a lack of joint function and you discontinue the use of that joint, it's going to deteriorate at a much faster pace. A lot of these studies were done actually in back pain patients where they put them on bed rest. They put one group of patients on bed rest. They put another group of patients on actual physical treatments. And they compared the two and found out, you know, who recovered more quickly, who recovered more slowly, who didn't recover. And interestingly enough, they found that the back pain itself in those patients that were bedridden or that were put on bed rest got worse instead of getting better. And that goes back to the adage, if you don't use it, you lose it. The joints themselves do not have a direct blood supply. And so, that being said, the way they get their nourishment, the way they get their oxygen, the way they get nutrients into the tissue is through movement. And so, if we don't move it, then it doesn't become nourished, and when it doesn't become nourished, it deteriorates. We've got a call on line one, Rhonda in Houston. We've got a question here. Rhonda, go ahead.
Yes, sir. I'm an asthmatic and take albuterol inhaler and also use Advair. Is that steroid going to build up and cause me arthritic problems later on?
Well, how long have you been taking it?
At least 5 years, if not longer.
Okay, so pretty long term. Here's the problem with the long term use of steroids, oral steroids or steroids for pain. You increase your risk for osteoporosis. There's definitely a connection between osteoporosis and long term use of steroids. And when I say long term, I'm talking about greater than 6 months. So if you haven't had a bone density study done, that's something that I would recommend that you do periodically every 2 years to make sure that your bone density is not deteriorating. But in addition to being on those inhalers, what I'm going to give you a website to go to. It's www.essential, and that's ESSENTIAL-nutrients, NUTRIENTS.net. That's www.essential-nutrients.net. And this website really focuses on the long-term effects of drug-nutrient interactions. And they actually have a product that's designed for people that are taking arthritis medications, but it contains therapeutic doses of all of those particular nutrients, so that if you're taking, you know, the asthma inhalers with the steroids, you can actually take this product at the same time, and it helps to offset some of the nutrient loss that the medication is creating. Does that help you out, Rhonda?
Yes, sir. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome. Call back anytime. Okay, so that was a good call. We've got another caller online, too. He's the winner of our free multivitamin. Al, what's your question?
Dr. Osborne, I was interested in your program. First time I've heard you speak. Both my parents had arthritis in their 60s. Both eventually died of problems that had nothing to do with arthritis. I wondered how much more tendency a person has. I think my father had both rheumatoid and osteoarthritis, and I think my mother only had osteoarthritis. Both were. My father was worked outside all his life, was much more active, but he was not able to sleep without. He took all kinds of what I thought at the time peculiar medications like gold shots, high doses of aspirin, and eventually he even would rub that automotive lubricant WD-40 on his knees and his hips.
It sounds like he probably did have rheumatoid arthritis if he was taking gold injections.
Yeah. That's changed. Someone had told me they don't do that anymore.
Actually, no, they still do gold injections. I used to work in the VA hospital in the rheumatology wing, and that was something that was commonly done. It wasn't the first line of therapy or the first treatment option, but in very severe autoimmune arthritis, these people have... They're very difficult cases to treat medicinally with traditional medicine. There's not a lot of success,
yeah.
And most of the medications don't do a whole lot of good.
When you were speaking earlier of the exercise, he was an active man his entire life, but eventually he was not able to do most jobs around a ranch and driving a tractor and such as that. Due to the difficulties with his legs and hips, and to some extent his shoulders.
Yeah, that particular rheumatoid arthritis is very debilitating. If it's let go, it really just over time just deteriorates the joints. And depending on different people are affected in different areas. But let's go back to your question, Al. What's your question, and what can I do to help you?
Do I have a much higher level of probability to have arthritis because of both my parents?
No, arthritis is, I mean, some would argue that you do and some would argue that you don't, but the bottom line is this. Osteoarthritis, not rheumatoid, but osteoarthritis, is not so much a disease of genetics as it is a disease of lifestyle. And so there are certain things that can predispose you to developing it, and genetics plays maybe a 30% role, whereas environmental input plays maybe a 70% role. So the greater impact is definitely environmental. Things that contribute to arthritis and lifestyle could be an injury that maybe you had, or a very severe injury to a particular joint. You can also have a sedentary lifestyle where you're sitting at a computer desk for long periods of time, not getting
sunlight. I get up each time to get a fresh bag of chips.
To get a fresh bag of chips?
Yeah, and another cold beer. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, no, I gotcha. From a genetic perspective, probably not that huge of a risk factor for you. If you take care of yourself, if you exercise, if you eat properly, you should be okay. And exercise really is probably one of the most preventative things that you can do from getting it. Exercise, but on the autoimmune side, now there is a familial risk for you there, and although you may not develop rheumatoid arthritis per se, one of the things that you should know about autoimmune disease, there's only one known cause for autoimmune disease, and that is a food intolerance to something called gluten. And gluten in and of itself, you inherit that particular food intolerance. So if your father had it, it's very possible you inherited it. And because it's not the type of food allergy that you notice immediate acute symptoms to, it's more of a long-term underlying inflammatory process, it may be something that you want to get checked out with your doctor. Well, Al, I appreciate your call. We got to run to the break. If you'll leave your information with AJ, we'll get you taken care of on that bottle, that multivitamin, and appreciate your call. If you've got questions, folks, the number's 281-558-5738. Joyce, I got you on line 3. As soon as we come back from the break, we're going to take care of you. We'll be right back.
Do
Do you want to obtain optimal health and wellness naturally? At Woodlands Wellness and Cosmetic Center, we can help you achieve optimal health with our six-point wellness program that will have you feeling great. Dr. Sakina Davis is board certified in family practice and has helped thousands of men, women, and children prevent disease. Now, if you're tired of taking multiple prescription drugs each day, or you're just feeling bad, call the Woodlands Wellness Cosmetic Center for a consultation. The number is 281-362-0014. Our comprehensive program enables patients to boost their immune systems, increase their energy levels, and enjoy a better quality of life. Dr. Sakina Davis is eager to share her philosophy as she believes men and women in their midlife and beyond are entitled to look and feel their best. Call today to schedule your appointment at 281-362-0014. Again, 281-362-0014. The Woodlands Wellness and Cosmetic Center.
Check them out on the web at www.woodlandswellness.com.
Warning, if you've been diagnosed with high blood pressure or high cholesterol and are currently taking medications to offset these conditions, then you need to be aware of the nutritional side effects that they can have. Commonly prescribed cholesterol and blood pressure medications may lead to deficiencies in vitamins and minerals that are needed by your body to protect the function of your cardiovascular system. A deficiency in some of these nutrients may actually cause heart disease. The doctors at Town Center Wellness specialize in identifying nutritional deficiencies with state-of-the-art laboratory testing, not available in most doctors' offices. Protect your health today by calling Town Center Wellness at 281-240-2229. Town Center Wellness, 281-240-2229. Once again, Town Center Wellness, 281-240-2229.
Do you often tell your doctor that you're tired all the time, out of energy, have no interest in sex, and seem to have PMS all the time? The doctor probably ran your blood work and told you that everything came back normal. At the Woodlands Wellness and Cosmetic Center, we specialize in hormone imbalances. We don't only rely on the blood work to diagnose your symptoms, and we don't treat the individual symptoms by giving you a prescription for each one. We look for the root of your symptoms and get to the underlying problems that are causing your symptoms. Dr. Sakina Davis can help you obtain health and wellness naturally. Call the Woodlands Wellness and Cosmetic Center today at 281-362-0014 and let us put you back in balance. Call today at 281-362-0014. Call the Woodlands Wellness and Cosmetic Center today. Check them out on the web at www.woodlandswellness.com.
You take vitamins every day, but how can you be sure you're getting all the nutrients you need to stay healthy? Most of us try to stay fit, but how many of us know exactly how healthy we actually are? In fact, studies show that 50% of people who take vitamins have deficiencies that can suppress immune function and contribute to chronic illness. SpectraCell's patented blood test measures vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants in the body's cells to determine if you're getting all you need. For more information and the name of a clinician near you, go to www.spectracell.com or call 713-621-3101.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Dr. Osborne. You're listening to Alternatives for Health and Wellness. I want to encourage your calls and questions. We're here at 281-558-5738. Tonight's topic is arthritis. So feel free to call in with your questions. During the break, I had a request to talk a little bit more about gluten. We mentioned it briefly as being a cause for autoimmune disease. And so I will talk a little bit about that, but I want to take a call quickly from Joyce, who's been on hold for about 15 minutes. Joyce in Houston, what can we do for you?
Hello?
Hello.
Are you there?
I'm here. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thanks so much. It's worth the wait. I appreciate your show. I have a question. I was having some pain in my shoulder and kind of like in my hip. And so I went to my doctor, and he says that it's arthritis, and he suggested that I take glucosamine. And I have a, I was just wondering what you thought of that particular medication or drug. I don't even know what it is.
Excellent question. Glucosamine is it's a precursor, or it's an absorbable precursor to a particular substance that helps form the cartilage. And these substances are called GAGs, G-A-G-S for short, glycosaminoglycans. But the bottom line is what glucosamine does is it helps to imbibe and thicken the cartilage. It doesn't actually grow new cartilage, but it helps preserve the cartilage that's there. That's one of the effects that it has. But one of the other effects that it has is it actually has an anti-inflammatory effect. The root word origin of arthritis simply means inflammation of the joint. And so when we're talking about inflammation, if we have a supplement or a treatment protocol that can reduce inflammation, then it's going to be hopefully beneficial to reducing pain, because inflammation is just the chemical process by which pain is created. So glucosamine is a good thing to take. It's been very well studied, and it's actually quite effective. The dose that you want to look for is 1,500 milligrams, and it's better if you take it in combination. Typically, when you look for glucosamine, you will see chondroitin and glucosamine, or glucosamine and chondroitin, or you will see glucosamine, chondroitin, and something called MSM. And these are all, when combined, it's more effective. But the dose is 1,500 milligrams a day. That's usually 3 pills a day, and you want to take that with food. But you want to look for a good, high-quality brand. I can steer you toward my website. We have some different types that are available that are pharmaceutical grade. If you go to towncenterwellness.com, there's a store on that particular website, and you can find what you're looking for if you wanted to try that. It typically takes about 3 months for glucosamine and chondroitin with MSM to actually start affecting the joint itself. So don't expect this miraculous pain relief just by taking it for one day. You really have to take it long term. And one more point, if you have a shellfish allergy, you don't want to take glucosamine, because most glucosamine supplements are derived from shellfish. So
really?
People can react to glucosamine if you have a shellfish allergy. So just be careful with that. But it works very well. I use it quite commonly as a treatment alternative for somebody who's got pretty severe arthritis and nothing else seems to work. That is one of the things that traditionally works quite well, but it has to be taken long term for benefits to take effect.
So you're saying 1,500 milligrams a day, and so each pill that you would take would be 300?
No, it would be 500.
I'm sorry, 500, yes. So it'd be 500 milligrams 3 times a day.
Yes.
And regarding side effects or interaction with other medications, would there be any interactions? Because I am on other medications.
What are you taking? Let me.
I do have. I've got type 2 diabetes, so I'm on Byetta and metformin, and then I'm on some heart medications. It's Atenolol and. Another one. I'm sorry. I can't even think about it. I can't think of it right now.
That's okay. No.
Got it right here. Hang on. I can tell you right now. I'm taking Zocor, Plavix, Metformin, a baby aspirin, and then the Atenolol.
No interaction.
Oh, yeah, and Isosorbide.
Okay. Yeah. No interaction with glucosamine and chondroitin. It's always a good idea, though, to give yourself 30 to 45 minutes between taking any type of supplement and a medication, simply because there are some cases there are medications and supplements which want to compete for absorption or that will may potentially interact. So that's a very good question. Although I will say this, Joyce, you should be aware that a lot of those medications that you're using have nutrient depleting side effects when taken long term. And I'm gonna reiterate a website I was talking about earlier on the show tonight, and that's www.essential-nutrients.net. And it's a website that has basically it lists different medications and the nutrients that are depleted by those medications. And there's actually a pretty unique feature on the site where you can type in your medication and hit search, and it will pull up the interactions for you, so you can kind of see which nutrients you may want to be concerned with. I'll give you just a quick example. You mentioned you mentioned that you were taking a medication to lower your cholesterol, and that particular medication actually inhibits a nutrient called coenzyme Q10.
Excuse me, I'm sorry, which medication were you referring to?
The statin medication. I can't